Hello, student developers. Gavin Gear here from the Imagine team, and I'm here at Build Day One. We just heard the keynote, we heard all the announcements, and we're part of the excitement and the action. I'm here with Megan, who is a former high school intern. Megan, do you want to introduce yourself?
All right. Hello, my name is Megan Fu. I'm a former high school intern at Microsoft, and I'll be interning again this summer with the Explore program. I'm a freshman at MIT, and my hometown is Seattle, Washington.
Awesome. I'm also here with Annika, who is one of our Microsoft student partners. Annika, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Hey, guys. I'm Aniket Prabhu from India, Bangalore. I'm a third-year engineering student. I'm a Microsoft student partner. I got recruited recently into this Microsoft student partner program, and I'm in USA for the first time.
So, pretty exciting. We heard from Satya Nadella, we heard from Terry Meyerson, the president over Windows, we heard from Kevin Gallo, the Windows platform guy, Alex Kipman around HoloLens. What did you think? Like, what were the things that stood out to you from a student perspective?
It was incredible. The moment I walked into the room, I felt like I was in a dream. Microsoft does a very good job with their presentation. And I think the big parts from the keynote that stuck out to me were the combination of the power of ink and combining that with your computer. And so you can, for example, write a sticky note and it'll take it and process it and then put it in Cortana and put it in your reminders. And then also anything with HoloLens was just mind-blowing still, even thinking about it now.
It's getting closer to reality. They're shipping dev kits soon, and so that means that developers can actually get their hands on it, which is pretty amazing. I thought the ink stuff was cool, specifically how easy it is to add an ink canvas to your UWP,
exactly.
And then you can add the ink toolbar and have all of the extra tools and that kind of thing. So that was pretty cool. How about you, Aniket? What was the highlight for you?
Well, for me, last year I was at the live streaming of Build. In Bangalore, and it was my dream to attend this thing, and today it's a dream come true for me. So overall, if you look at it, it was the top conference that I've even seen, I've come across. And the best part for me was Microsoft equal to home for developers. I'm a developer who's coming up, right? So that's the thing that I wanted to see. Very happy about that. One more thing was conversation as a service that Satya Nadella was focusing more on. That was the best part. Because we are taking natural language into programming. That's the best part.
Mm-hmm. So I remember as a student, I studied mechanical engineering, sitting down at a Unix workstation, right? Bash and Emacs. Yeah. It was either Emacs or VI. And they demoed both of those running natively, Bash and Kevin, I think, used Emacs.
Yeah.
How does that feel as a student? Like, would that be an attractive feature to be able to use some of the tools that you might use on other platforms?
Oh, definitely. Having Bash now is a godsend. It's incredible. He said now we have Bash, and it's real Bash. It's not faux Bash. And there was just applause all around the auditorium.
We partnered with Ubuntu. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Microsoft loves Linux, right? Yeah, that's right.
It's very cool. So what were some of the other things that you two thought were cool? How about bots, for instance?
Bots were the best, actually. So chatbots, as Satya Nadella was focusing more on, because right now I speak about Cortana amongst my students and all that. What they say is using Cortana you can speak with Windows, but using bots you can speak to the internet. Mm-hmm. So Cortana will interface with whole of internet, and it can do anything for you. That's the best part for me.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly with bots, they just open a whole new world of assistance, and they make our lives so much easier. All the little trivial tasks you don't have to do. And after the keynote, I went to a research presentation on how to make your own bot. And the Microsoft interface within Visual Studio makes it incredibly easy. They have a template to make your own bot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also they have Lewis to assist you with your natural language processing. And I want to go back and make my own bots now.
Yep. So right on the way to the conference, I was trying to cancel a rental car reservation, and the website was horrible to use. When I saw the demo, I thought this would be so great if I could have a conversation with a computer, and then if a person is needed, they can step in. That was what they showed in the keynote. So hopefully that makes our lives a lot easier. And as developers, we can tap into the power, write our own bots, interact with bots, that sort of a thing. So what about games? How about Xbox?
Oh my God, it looked like real, all the games that were shown over there, especially the racing game, right? What was it? The
Forza?
Name you remember? Yeah, exactly. That was the best part.
So yeah, there were some cool demos and video intros that we saw. We saw the desktop app converter.
Yes.
So you can take pretty much any desktop app, you can run it through a converter and you get a UWP. But the big news was Xbox dev mode. So it used to be that you'd have to be a part of an exclusive group of developers. You'd have to be basically handpicked, invited into a hardware program, into a developer program. Now you can take any Xbox One and activate dev mode and deploy your UWP to it from your PC. How amazing is that?
It's really great. Specifically when it comes to UWP and when you can use it using HoloLens in the future, that'll make it really great.
Yes. So you can find out a lot more online. On imagine we're going to be posting a lot of great resources and retweeting and posting on Facebook. Buildupmicrosoft.com is a great place to go. We've got a lot more action coming up. A lot of great announcements from day one. We're going to be back here talking about day two highlights with more students tomorrow. This is where we're going to hear more about cloud. We're going to hear more about Azure. We're going to hear more about developer tools. Yes. I'm hoping to hear some news about Xamarin. We'll see. I'm not sure what we'll see tomorrow, but we'll bring you the student story tomorrow. Also want you to mention Imagine Cup. We've got our US finals going on right now. You can go to imaginecup.com/USA and vote for the People's Choice Award. Yes. It's going to be great. So check out the resources online. Thank you, Aniket. Thank you, Megan, for joining me. And we'll see you all later.